Iditarod Update.
Iditarod on KNOM is brought to you by Nome Joint Utility System, providing reliable utility services to system ratepayers efficiently and economically by prudently operating and maintaining system assets in a fiscally responsible manner. Nome Joint Utility System, powering Nome for a better future.
With race leaders out of the Over checkpoint, on the way to the Iditarod checkpoint, it is day four of Iditarod 41. You're listening to KNOM, and this is the 5 p.m. Iditarod update. My name is David Dodman in Studio A with Dainé Rosales. Hello, Dainé.
Hello, David.
And as always, you know, it's an exciting race, the last great race, and have some factors to consider this evening, among them weather, winds, some sick dogs for a few teams, and layovers and kind of the complicated math that those layovers create for us. Right now, we have some very well-known names in the front of Iditarod, and as is always the case, because of those different 24-hour layovers taken at different times, we could see some of that, those race standings, rather, shift as the race goes forward. Right now, we have three mushers in and out of the Ofer checkpoint, and we have six more mushers after that who are into Ofer, but not yet out. And again, when we're looking at these leaderboards, Dainé, a big factor is who's taking their 24-hour layover when. For folks who don't know, part of the Iditarod rules is you have to take a 24-hour layover somewhere. It could be anywhere. It could be in Finger Lake if you wanted. It could be in Gullivan if you wanted. But you have to take that 24 somewhere. And most mushers tend to take it around Takotna, McGrath, Ofer, that area. But as we have spoken about earlier in the week, Martin Boozer took his 24-hour layover in Roan, which is relatively early, at least for this era of Iditarod mushing. Supposedly, they used to take the 24 earlier, back in the 90s. Martin Boozer took his in Roan, and that's kind of shaking things up, because right now we're looking at the leaderboard, Lance Mackey, Sonny Lindner, Jeff King, the top three out of Ofer. But none of those men have taken their 24-hour layover yet. So even though they're the leaders right now, they may not be the leaders tomorrow or the day after. Lance Mackey is out of Ofer as of 5:45 this morning, 13 dogs. Sonny Lindner behind him out of Ofer at 8:06 this morning with 14 dogs. Jeff King out of Ofer at 8:50 with 15 dogs. It's those top three. Now, according to Iditarod, or according to the Anchorage Daily News, rather, the reporters Kevin Klott and Kyle Hopkins, unofficially, Sonny Lindner is apparently past Lance Mackey on that long stretch of trail from Ofer to Iditarod, a 76-mile stretch of trail, and it's a place where mushers might be camping out on the trail. You don't necessarily do it in all one big run. Very oftentimes, mushers will camp out somewhere in between. And supposedly, Sonny Lindner has passed Lance Mackey on that route. And why is that significant? Well, the first person to Iditarod wins the GCI Dorothy G. Page Halfway Award, and there's $3,000 in gold nuggets up for grabs. So again, that could be Sonny Lindner, it could be Lance Mackey. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. We have six mushers in to Ofer, but not yet out. Jake Berkowitz, at the top of that list, arrived into Ofer at 1:14 with 16 dogs. Nicholas Petit into Ofer at 4:15 this morning with 14. Jim Lanier, 2:05 arrival, 16 dogs. Jason Mackey, Lance Mackey's brother, in to Ofer at 2:06 with 13 dogs. Martin Boozer, again, who took that layover in Roan, kind of shook things up. The only musher in the top 10 right now, in fact, one of the only mushers, period, to have taken his 24 and completed it. Martin Boozer into Ofer at 4:10 with 14 dogs. Jody Bailey rounding out that list. This is recent information, into Ofer at 4:50 with 11 dogs. So again, that's our top nine right now, either into Ofer or out of Ofer. And as we're looking at this leaderboard tonight, Dainé, a lot of these mushers, we might be kind of scratching our heads thinking, why haven't they moved on? Well, most of these mushers, or at least some of them, a good chunk of them, will have taken, or are taking rather, their 24-hour layover in either Ofer or Takotna or McGrath. So let's get to Katna and hear what's going on there.
That's right. Right now we have 21 mushers in Takatna that arrived starting late night yesterday and into today. Many of these mushers, again, we're scratching our heads. Why have you not left Takatna yet? They might be taking their 24-hour layover right now, but we won't know for sure until they leave. Topping off the top 10 into Takatna is Aaron Burmeister of Nome, arrived at 8:48 last night, has not left yet, followed by Ali Zirkel, who arrived with 14 dogs at 9:35. In 12th position is Mitch Seavey into Takatna at 9:45 p.m., Jesse Royer after at 11:19 p.m., and at 11:21 we have Peter Kaiser of Bethel, Didi Jonro, and Dallas Seavey, our 2012 champ, into Takatna, followed by Paul Gebhardt in 17th position with 14 dogs who arrived into Takatna at 1:25 a.m. this morning. In 20th position we have Ray Reddington Jr., arrived at 11:39 p.m., also last night, and our lead rookie from the last 2 days, your Leifsiv Olsson, also in Takatna as of 11:47 p.m. last night. We have Michelle Phillips at 11:50, Ken Anderson at 1:25 a.m. today with 15 dogs, John Baker of Kotzebue into Takatna at 1:25 a.m. with 14 dogs, Sim Smith at 1:49. Gary Willemeitzer arrived to Takatna at 2:37 a.m. with 15 dogs. Brent Saz at 2:39. Kelly Griffin at 3:31. In 27th position, we have Raimi Smith, arrived into Takatna with 13 dogs at 4:37. And as we heard earlier at our 12 o'clock update, he had some issues losing one of his lead dogs. And right now he is running with 13 dogs out of his original 16.
Right.
And then we have from Akyak, Mike Williams Jr. in 28th position with 14 dogs, arrived at 5:19, Alan Moore at 5:31, and Mike Williams Sr. of Akyak, rounding up our top 30, arrived at 7:43 a.m.
All right, very good. Yeah, and there's a few more mushers we want to mention in that that big pack of mushers into Takatna right now. Kurt Pirano, worth mentioning, in 31st position into Takatna at 9:35 this morning. 15 dogs. We have the Mushers Barrington, sisters Christy and Anna Barrington, into Takatna at 34th and 35th position at 11:08 and 11:09. They often race together, Dine, and they both have 14 dogs right now. And Richie Deal of Aniak, Alaska, is a rookie in this race, but not a rookie to Iditarod or to dog sled mushing in general. And definitely a musher to keep an eye on into Takatna at 1:28 this afternoon with 15 dogs. Want to pause really quickly here for a second, Dine, before we go on. Again, because the likelihood is that we don't know for sure every single one of these mushers is taking a 24-hour layover, but it's highly likely that most of them are. And again, just to emphasize kind of the interesting mathematical juggle that's going to happen in the next couple of days as all these 24-hour layovers finish, something I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on is Lance Mackey and Martin Boozer and Aaron Burmeister, some of those lead guys especially, those lead mushers rather, because even though Martin Boozer is currently in 8th position, he left Takatna at 1:18, was into Ofer at 4:10, left Takatna at 1:18. If we compare those Takatna out times and take into account that Lance Mackey has not yet taken his 24, then all of a sudden the picture really does change. Martin Boozer was out of Takatna at 1:18, for example, with his 24 already behind him. Now, if we imagine Lance Mackey adding that 24 hours in, well, all of a sudden, he didn't leave Takatna, for example, at 3 this morning. He won't leave until 3 tomorrow morning. Again, you have to kind of equalize the numbers somehow. And Aaron Burmeister, with his 24-hour layover, won't be eligible to depart Takatna until around midnight-ish tonight. You have to add a differential for him. So again, Martin Boozer could have a very considerable lead. Again, a lot of other factors play in here. Of course, every single one of his dogs on his team and on any team is a variable, but going to be looking at, again, whether Martin Boozer is able to hold that effective lead that he has going on right now as the race goes forward. Right now, he definitely does have, at least to some extent, a mathematical advantage. Looking down the leaderboard some more, we have one musher in and out of McGrath, and it is actually Martin Boozer's dog handler turned musher, Matt Failer, out of McGrath at 4:20 this afternoon. 14 dogs. Matt Failer has taken his 24-hour layover. We have 14 mushers into McGrath, not yet out. Again, a lot of these folks are almost certainly taking their 24. We don't know for sure, but in that list is Justin Savitas into McGrath at 11:32 late last night. 15 dogs. We have Josh Kadzow into McGrath at 12:31. 15 dogs. In that list is also Louis Ambrose into McGrath at 10:33 with 16 dogs. And Rudy Demoski Sr. into McGrath at 10:49. Rudy has 12 dogs. We have five mushers out of Nikolai, in and out of Nikolai. Cindy Galley is on that list, out of Nikolai at 5:47 early this morning, and Cindy has 14 dogs. Also on that list is Michael Supernaut, out of Nikolai at 3:31, dropping a dog down to 13. And eight mushers rounding out the ranks of Iditarod 41, and that includes Gerald Souza into Nikolai at 12:01 this afternoon, 13 dogs. David Sawatsky also into Nikolai at 2:11 with 13 dogs. And both of those mushers are notable because they've actually taken their 24-hour layovers. Not many have finished their 24s yet, but Gerald Souza and David Sawatsky have. Newton Marshall right now, 63rd position, into Nikolai at 4:02. And the Iditarod not telling us how many dogs Newton Marshall has. And we have Cindy Abbott, currently our Red Lantern, Cindy Abbott the rookie, into Nikolai at 4:11 p.m. Had to shuffle my papers there, Diane. 4:11 p.m. for Cindy Abbott, 14 dogs for her.
And we do have a quick update from the Iditarod website. Luan Ramos has left from Nikolai as of 5:38 p.m. and is on his way to McGrath.
All right, excellent. Let's go to Lorelei Kinnean, who's been patiently waiting in Takotna in more ways than one. We have some weather and some other issues to talk about, and let's see if we can get Lorelei on the line. Lorelei, are you there?
I am, yeah. Good evening, I guess.
Good evening, yeah.
Yeah, I am waiting in Takotna. The weather has come down. Well, it's been down all day. There's been a few windows where some planes have been able to leave and where some planes were able to land. But I was planning on leaving tonight and won't be because it's, again, snowing. And we're going to err on the side of caution and try to leave first thing tomorrow morning. So anyway, again, it's a waiting game. A lot of people here in Takotna, most people are taking their 24-hour layover here in Takotna. We do have, you know, like you said, a number of teams in McGrath and a number of teams on down the trail. I would like to clarify that Lance Mackey currently is the first person to see the trail heading into Iditarod. He is on the move, according to the GPS tracker on Iditarod.com. He's on the move, and he is indeed ahead of Sonny Lindler. They were camping out for part of the afternoon at a place called Don's Cabin in between Ophir and Iditarod. So they were kind of camping together, hanging out together there. Again, both are on the move, and Lance Mackey currently, according to the GPS tracker, is indeed ahead of Lindner in heading to Iditarod tonight. So they're expected sometime tonight before midnight, and I guess we'll find out tomorrow where they are at the 9 a.m. update. So a lot going on for sure, a lot of jockeying, a lot of different strategies into play. It's a lot of fun to see. And again, right now there's a lot of teams here, and I've talked to a lot of people here, and it's everyone's kind of having fun analyzing and thinking about, you know, the different strategies at play, of course, with Martin Boozer finishing his 24-hour layover. It'll be interesting to see if he's able to maintain his team. It's going to be a tough trail up the Yukon River from what we've heard with the warm weather. So, yeah, a lot to keep track of in the next few days.
Right, and definitely, you know, obviously, the weather is affecting the pilots and the reporters, obviously, in Takotna, yourself included. What is kind of the sense that you get among the mushers? Are they being seriously affected by some of those high winds or the snowfall, or are they kind of pushing ahead?
Well, the high winds have not hit yet, but we're expecting them to hit tomorrow. tomorrow evening, you know, late in the afternoon perhaps. So it's not yet affected any teams so far. But, you know, it is snowing a lot. Every time that I head out to chat with some people, there's a blanket of snow over everything. So the snowfall is pretty heavy here in Takotna, which, you know, when it starts getting windy, there might be some ground storms then heading over to Iditarod tomorrow for all the mushers leaving Takotna this evening and then through the night. So weather is definitely on the minds of everyone. And, you know, is it perhaps, you know, the question right now, is it perhaps really good that Lance Mackey and Sonny Lindner and Jeff King are advancing down the trail, getting as far as they can to take their 24, because the weather, you know, can be a factor for the teams who are going to be heading that way this evening. But, again, it's really warm. It's, you know, it's been in the 30s today and all day yesterday, and the warm weather is supposed to continue, and with that warm weather, there's supposed to be some high winds. So it'll be interesting for sure in the next few days to see how that all plays out.
Okay, sure. And, you know, I'm kind of curious about Lance Mackey, you know, going off of some of his earlier interviews, especially I'm thinking of the one when he was in Anchorage. You know, he seemed kind of reserved about his prospects for his team this year, seemed like he was kind of in a rebuilding mode. And now he's doing some really fast times. And obviously, like you said, is out, you know, right now in first position. Have you kind of noticed a mood change among him, or is that kind of a talk at the checkpoint?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a mood change. The first time I talked to Mackey, it was like I wasn't even talking to him. He said he really didn't even want to be here at this race, whether or not that was true, you know, who knows. But it didn't feel like the Lance Mackey that I've gotten to know in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, definitely a mood change during the race. He either, you know, was wily about what the reality was of his team, you know, leaving the starting line in Willow, or he has found that he has something that, you know, a great team on his hands, and if he can pull them together, you know, he could do great things with them. So so definitely a surprise, definitely a lot of fun to see that happen, a surprise there. He definitely is doing well. He's in good position, especially, again, with the storm coming and with, you know, with the high winds and all that's going on in the trail. It might be an advantage for him to get as far down the trail as he can. Definitely a lot of fun to see that. And, of course, Jeff King and Sonny Lindner are right behind him. You can't, you know, they are strong. Jeff King just won the K300, so he is hungry, and he feels he has the potential to be number one into Nome and secure his fifth victory in the Iditarod. So, you know, again, it's way early in the race still. There's a lot of miles left. There's going to be some real, you know, real moves on the Yukon River, I believe, in the next few days before teams, you know, make it to Caltag and on to Unalakleet and make that final push up the coast. So the next few days, again, it's kind of waiting right now. We're waiting to see how this all plays out. But, you know, in the next few days, it's going to be very interesting to see who really, you know, is first to Caltag or is, you know, first to make it over to Unalakleet. So going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Lorelei, we really appreciate it. Anything else that you'd like to add from Takotna?
No, it's a great day here. People are eating and people are enjoying visiting with everyone. I spoke with the Mikes, Mike William Jr. and Senior, and they're really enjoying traveling together. And have kind of pushed each other in ways, which was a lot of fun to hear. So we have all the Cusco guys. We have Mike Williams Jr., Mike Williams Sr., Richie Deal, and Pete Kaiser. They're all here. Great to have them here. And, of course, we have defending champion, former champion John Baker is also in Takotna. So it's good company. It's a lot of fun to see all these people together. They definitely relax and get time to chill out during their 24-hour layover and talk about the trail and talk about how things are going. It's a good community, and it's you really see it kind of come together here in Takotna, where everybody is able to relax a little bit right in the middle of the race. But things are going to heat up, and we're going to see, you know, the game faces in the next couple days for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Lorelei, thank you again, and stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks. Yep, thank you.
Okay, it is 5:49, and we're going to wrap up our Iditarod update in just a few moments here. Again, it's always interesting to see, Dainé, how the weather is kind of playing into things there. Lorelei talking about high winds kind of on their way, and that could potentially, again, shake things up for Lance Mackey. You know, is Martin Boozer's mathematical lead, is that going to hold or not? We're going to be keeping an eye on that. As we're going up the trail, what might we expect, you know, from, you know, Iditarod, you know, kind of going forward from Ophir, I guess, to Shagalock and beyond?
So right now we have a lot of mushers stationed in McGrath and Takatna.
Yeah.
Most of them might be doing their 24-hour layover and moving towards Ophir. So the weather in Ophir right now, it's mostly cloudy, snow showers, lows of 23 with a wind chill as low as 10 degrees and winds coming east-northeast at 5 to 20 miles an hour right now. But if we look into tomorrow morning when a lot of these mushers are going to start hitting this way, tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon,
yeah,
we're looking at overcast skies. It's going to be kind of warm, 37 degrees, but the wind chill is going to make it feel about 10 degrees from northeast, 15 to 25 miles an hour, and they're going to be gusting to 35 miles
right,
an hour.
Right.
So they're going to be hitting into strong winds heading into Ophir.
Right, and it can make a difference, you know, the direction of the wind. It sounds like if they're coming from the northeast, it might be maybe not quite as bad as if they were mushing right into it, but definitely, for sure, winds, just like we get in Nome and other places in western Alaska, those strong winds can make a big difference. So again, going to be keeping an eye on the first musher to hit the Iditarod checkpoint. Right now we have Lance Mackey, Sonny Linder, and Jeff King relatively close to each other. And Lorelei Kinnean just saying that looks like Lance Mackey has retaken that lead from Sonny Linder. And we're going to be keeping an eye on all the mushers of Iditarod 41. So Dainé, thank you very much. Stay tuned after this update for a full interview with one of the mushers we just talked about, Pete Kaiser, as Lorelei said, in Takatna right now. You can hear him in Takatna in just a few moments. For more Iditarod coverage, visit us on the World Wide Web at knom.org. The next Iditarod update, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Dainé, have a good night.
KNOM takes you on the trail.